Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The brief moment in which your eyes adjust to the darkness after switching off the lights. That's the moment you should be afraid. The few drawn-out seconds that your vision is shrouded in pitch black as you wait for your eyes to make sense of your surroundings. How many seconds before the outlines of your furniture come into view? Those are the seconds you should be hiding. This is what my mother told me a long time ago. These words have been stuck in my mind since the day I heard them. And they repeat themselves to me each night I shut the lights off to go to bed. I keep a nightlight on my bedside, just like my mother always did. She told me this the day after my 11th birthday. I remember because we had spent my birthday on a day trip out of town to celebrate. The day was filled with frolicking in the hot sand on the beach and taking countless ocean waves straight to my face. Needless to say, I was exhausted. It was around 9 p.m. when we got in the door and I dropped my things in the hallway and dragged my heavy body to my bedroom. This moment should have been a blur, just like any other tired night. But after changing into my pajamas and switching off the light, something happened. I switched off the light and the room around me became a dark void in every direction. My mother had kept a nightlight in my room for as long as I can remember. But tonight, I guess the bulb had finally died. In the moment, I didn't give it a second thought. I had walked into my bed thousands of times up to this point in my life, and I knew I could navigate around it easily. I made my way across my bedroom, keeping my arms extended so I didn't bump into anything. Seconds passed of wandering across my room in the dark, and I had not yet reached my bed. I thought it was strange, but I quickly wrote it off as my tired brain getting me to turn around and lost in my own room, despite it being a straight shot to my bed. I squinted and swiveled my head around, looking for any recognisable outlines of furniture, but my eyes had not yet adjusted to the dark. In all directions, it was pitch black. Again, I blamed this on the day spent in the blinding sun and began to wiggle my arms around while I walked, hoping to make contact with anything in my room. A crippling pain surged in my chest as I became overwhelmed with panic. I tried to turn 180 degrees as accurately as I could, hoping to dash back to the light switch and flick it on. I took off full speed, but I never reached a wall. I never reached anything. My knees buckled under me and I collapsed to the floor. But there was no floor. No matter where I looked or how hard I flailed, my surroundings had been replaced with an empty abyss. I opened my mouth and I screamed. No sound came out of my mouth. I could feel my vocal cords burning and vibrating. I continued to scream, emptying my lungs several times over. My face was wet with tears and my throat felt torn out. I had never heard a sound. I don't know how long I stayed in that gap of emptiness, just outside of reality. My mother said she only heard my ear-splitting cries for a second before she rushed into the room and switched the light on. I remember the look on my mother's face in that moment. It was the first time I'd ever seen a look of absolute terror on the face of an adult. My mother, the pinnacle of an unwavering spirit. She looked completely broken. That night, my mother did not let me out of her sight. She made me a cup of warm tea with honey to soothe my throat. She listened patiently while I told her what happened, but she did not seem surprised. She replaced the nightlight in my room with a new one from a box she kept in the closet. I slept in her room that night with the lights on. The next morning, she waited patiently for me to wake up, and she had a warm cup of tea ready on the bedside. She stood by until I was ready to hear the answers to my questions about the night before. She explained to me about an exit door to reality that can only be passed through in specific circumstances. My mother told me that if a person stays in that blackness for just a few too many seconds, they would be lost forever. It was in that moment that the night lights in every room of the house made sense. That was 9 years ago, and I've never made the same mistake again. So why am I sharing this information now? My mother passed away last week. I was the one who found her body. She was lying in the middle of her bedroom floor, the sun shining onto her through the window and her eyes swollen and bulging from her face. Her hands curled in unnatural positions like a frightened animal. The following hours were a blurry mess, consumed with talks with police and EMTs. They told me that the cause of death was a heart attack, confirmed days later by autopsy. In an attempt to comfort me, they told me it happened suddenly and it was over all at once. They said she wouldn't have suffered at all. But I knew better. I still know better. My mother suffered immensely before she passed, and she may be still suffering now. I don't want to think about what it must be like for her right now. I just know that when I found her body that morning, I couldn't help but notice the nightlight at the end of her bed had burnt out.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.